The 30-foot-tall fiberglass statue known as Plantation Man has waved to travelers from a motel parking lot opposite the Massachusetts Turnpike's Interchange 6 for 15 years. It was sold on Friday.
11.5, will you give 11.5, will you give 11.5 now? And 11.5, will you give 11.5? At $11,000 once, twice. Last call any more than 11,000. 11.5, Jolly? You're in. All done? You're all done. Charlie, 11,500. You got it. Mr. Armand.
The landmark was purchased for $11,500 by Charlie Armand Jr., the owner of a Springfield trucking company, who said he bid on behalf of others whom he would not identify.
It's been here my whole life, along with the guys I deal with, so I think it's just pretty cool to keep it here. So we'll see what happens.
Armand said it was the intention of Plantation Man's new owners to keep the statue in the Springfield area. The statue is in the parking lot of the Plantation Inn, located in Chicopee. The motel closed earlier this month. About 50 people attended Friday's auction of the 187-room motel, 7 acres of land, furniture, and fixtures. Plantation Man attracted several bidders, including one from out of state, who bid over the telephone. The fiberglass figure of a man in a white suit coat and white top hat is part of a group of roadside attractions known as waving giants that are used to draw attention to businesses such as tire stores, donut shops, and miniature golf courses across the country. Plantation Man was first stationed in front of a pizza shop in Framingham, Massachusetts, according to Maria Cantalini Pettit, whose father, Mario Cantalini, bought it for $2,000 in 1970. He had the statue painted red, white, and blue and put in front of his Springfield car dealership.
We sold the dealership, and it was there for a while it was a Ford dealer, and then when the used car Nation Auto took over, they had to take him down because it was not by American anymore because he was Uncle Sam.
Cantalini moved the giant statue to the motel parking lot when he bought the business in 1999.
When they come off the pike, their kids say, oh, we're home, because they recognize the statue or it's a landmark for directions and so forth. So it's been a big draw and a famous guy.
Cantalini Pettit and her brother Paul decided to close the motel and sell the property after their father died last year.
Just a family decision. It's been 20 years, and it's time. It's a new chapter in life, I guess, as you would say.
The motel building and land were not sold Friday after the owners rejected a high bid of $2.7 million. Reporting from Chicopee, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.